Hope, encouragement, and direction. Who among us don't desire those simple elements of life? Well, they could be found right here in God's Word, and we'll look at them in depth here today on Abounding Grace with Pastor Chris Gordon. Join us. It's all right here in God's Word. Everything we need pertaining to life and godliness. That's what's been promised us. Won't you join us for the next few minutes as we take a look at some of those promises, some of those challenges and encouragement from God's Word. This is Abounding Grace with Pastor Chris Gordon from United Reformed Church here in Linden. We would invite you to join us for the next few minutes as we study God's Word together that we might grow in grace. Here now with this edition of Abounding Grace, once again, here's Pastor Chris Gordon.
Well, in Romans chapter 10, the Apostle Paul is advancing the great truth that God did everything necessary in the incarnation and the resurrection of Jesus Christ for you to have a righteousness that he will accept. We don't need anything else. Christ is sufficient. He is our sufficiency. Because in Christ's life, death, and resurrection, he did all the law which Moses commanded. And his Father accepted it. He satisfied the demands of divine justice. So his point is, and there are two kinds of righteousness, there are two ways of speaking. There is the righteousness which is of the law. I will do all the commandments and live. And God says, you better do it perfectly or you're done. Or there's the righteousness of faith, which does not try to pull down Christ and get a righteousness itself, but recognizes Christ in the incarnation and resurrection has provided everything necessary for me to be right with God. So his point is, if you are in search of your own righteousness or you are trying to appropriate Christ's righteousness your way, now this is so important. You are in search for something you can never produce. Nor are you correctly hearing the message of reconciliation. The righteousness of faith, Paul says, does not try to bring this righteousness of Jesus Christ to themselves their own way. What is Paul saying to us? Christ is here. All that is needed is provided in his beloved Son. So now Paul transitions to everything he's been driving towards. How does true, genuine faith speak? What does it say? This is verse 8 of Romans 10. The word is near you in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. Now Deuteronomy 30, because this was a citation from Deuteronomy 30, ended this way. But the word is very near you in your mouth and in your heart that you may do it. But Christ has done it for us. And so for us, it becomes the word is near you, not that you may do it, not that you may try to manipulate Jesus and bring him to you your way, not to try to produce your own righteousness. Do you hear what Paul's saying? He's answering the great dilemma now and the question that he's been working through. Paul has this in context of why Israel failed. How is this righteousness received? How is Jesus received? Paul says, you don't have to do anything to receive it, to get it yourself is the point. You don't have to go over there and try to get Christ. You don't have to get him by your own works. You don't have to cross over the river and bring him to you. The Jews always wanted a sign, didn't they? And that's what 1 Corinthians says. The Jews request a sign. I cannot help but have in mind here that the Apostle Paul has the golden calf event in view. Remember, they wanted God close to them in worship. So what did they do? Well, they created a golden calf. They wanted to be like all the other nations of the earth, having tangible gods that they could touch and feel to be hip and cool. And so when this calf came out of the fire, what did they say? They didn't just reject Jehovah. They said, this is the Lord your God who brought you up out of the land of Egypt. Here he is. He's among us in this calf. How many today are making a golden calf in their worship? It's rare for me to hear someone today who's not trying to pull Christ down to them with their gimmicks, with their music, with what some pastors have labeled as emotional rape. Isn't that just the struggle today? How do we be relevant? Millions are spent today to learn on how to bring Christ and make him relevant to the people. make him exciting for us and our children. This whole passage in Romans 10, when it says the word is near you, in your mouth and in your heart, that is the word of faith with which we preach. This whole passage is a denial of the signs and wonders movement. It's a denial of the prosperity message. It's a denial of most evangelical contemporary worship. Why? Because all of these have become ladders of us trying to pull down God to us and make golden calves. And when we do that, we shield ourselves from the God of the Bible, who has told us how he delights to be present. Look, one pastor said, if our focus in Christianity today, if our focus of our message falls on our willing and our running rather than on God's mercy, and that's a quote from Romans 9, it will follow that our methods will concentrate almost exclusively on finding the best techniques for transforming ourselves and others. He says, yet this subverts God's whole intention on the Lord's Day. He comes not to help you be a better you, which was, of course, one of the best-selling books in this land not too long ago. He comes not to help you be a better you, but to kill you and to raise you up together with Christ as part of his redeemed body. You hear what he just said? He's trying to put an end to you. How does he do that? Remember what Paul said, 1 Corinthians 2? And I, brethren, when I came to you, did not come with excellence of speech or of wisdom, declaring to you the testimony of God. For I came, I determined not to know anything among you except Jesus Christ and him crucified. I was with you in weakness and fear and in much trembling, and my speech and my preaching were not with persuasive words of human wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that your faith should not be in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. See, we're trying to do all we can today to bring Christ down to us with our methods, so that he will come down to us in our experiences. You know what Paul's saying to you today in Romans 10? In yourselves, you can do nothing to bring Christ and his righteousness to you. You can't do it. God has done that in the incarnation and the resurrection of Jesus. Faith receives what God has already done in his Son. And you know what Paul's saying? Today, Christ is near to you. This righteousness is readily available to you. And the means by which it is conveyed, now here it is. Here's the answer to everything I've been working towards this week. The means by which this is conveyed and given and announced is through the message preached as you appropriate Jesus Christ and his benefits by faith alone. It's preaching. That's what he says here. The word of faith which we preach, that's what's near you in your mouth and in your heart. So he's going to go on to speak here of how important this means is. How will they hear without a preacher? And how will they preach unless they're sent? So how beautiful are the feet of those who bring the gospel of peace. God is telling us clearly the way he creates faith in our hearts, the way Christ's righteousness is brought to you and Christ is near to you is through the message preached. For since in the wisdom of God, the world through wisdom did not know God, it pleased God through the foolishness of the message preached to save those who believe. You know, I'm not sure there could be any more glorious of a message that could be given to a sinner. And that's why I must ask today, what's your attitude to the word preached? I suspect there are a lot of people who think that radio is simply sufficient or think that sitting at home and reading Bibles alone is simply sufficient. These are all blessed things and good things. But God calls us to be living and active members of his church, receiving the gospel preached, because that's where the power lies. It's like, is it like pulling teeth to go to church? Is there no joy in hearing about your depravity and God's remedy in the gospel? What really might that say about your heart? What system of righteousness are you truly in? It's a fair question. I don't know how someone can be a Christian who is not in struggle with their sin and is in constant cry saying, Christ, my righteousness, leaning and depending upon Christ. God sends preachers to expose your heart of your own wretchedness before Him and show you the beauty of His Son. Today, I want you to contemplate national Israel. When you look at them, think about what happens to those who put their confidence in the flesh. Surrounded by enemies, everyone not liking them, hating them, and cut off in the earth. If only we knew how horrible Judgment Day will be, but we are so dull about what is to come. I plead with those who have not yet come to Christ, flee to Christ, believe in Him. I plead with those who have hardened hearts to the Word. Why do you think you will escape if you neglect so great a salvation? Maybe you're living in darkness, unrepentant, and controlled by your sin. If you will not hear and receive Christ's righteousness, and if you remain unrepentant in your sin, what standard do you think you will be judged by? The Lord will ask, "Did you keep my law? Why did you not flee to Christ at all of my calls through the preacher?" will be the question. What will be your answer? You know, at the end of Romans 10, you know what it says? "All day long I've stretched out my hands to a disobedient and a contrary people." Today, God is stretching out His hands to you through this message. He stretches it out every Lord's Day through every church in this land that's faithfully, and across the world that's faithfully preaching His gospel. Christ has come near to you, my friends, in the word preached. All that you have need of to stand on that day is brought to you when the messenger stands up and faithfully heralds the news of Jesus Christ and Him crucified. And when the sinner believes upon Him, receives Christ, God grants and credits to that sinner's account the perfect life, death, and record of Jesus Christ. His arms are outstretched to all today. Here's the question that you must answer personally. In whose righteousness are you standing? Your own or in Christ's? May we be confident and sure today that we have all we need in Christ's life, that whoever believes in Him shall not perish, but have everlasting life.
Growing in grace so that we don't groan in disgrace. This has been Abounding Grace with Pastor Chris Gordon from United Reformed Church here in Linden. We spend just a few minutes a day together, but it's our hope and prayer that those few minutes help you grow in your understanding of God's great love for you and I in His Son, Jesus Christ. As always, questions, comments, and prayer requests are more than welcome. We'd love to dialogue with you, especially as it relates to our union in Christ. You can call us 360-318-0429. That's 360-318-0429. If you would like to write to us, the address is 8650 Benson Road. We're here in Linden, Washington. The zip code is 98264. And again, as always, you're welcome to contact us by phone, especially if you would like directions to the church. If you're planning on a visit, we'd love to see you. We meet at 10 a.m. and 7 p.m. on the Lord's Day at 8650 Benson Road here in Linden. Directions, again, call 360-318-0429. Or better yet, visit our website. Learn a bit more about us here at United Reformed Church in Linden and Abounding Grace, who we are and what we believe. LindenURC.com. Again, LindenURC.com. We even have a map, directions to the church, if you'd like to join us. LindenURC.com or 360-318-0429. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.